Do you believe in Christian education? That is, a university dedicated to strong liberal arts education, to be sure, intellectual excellence, competing with even better than so-called non-Christian or secular universities, do you? An educational institution which explores everything, but at the bottom of everything, acknowledges the truth, the ultimate truth of Christianity, the message, the life, the mission of Jesus Christ. Do you believe in that? I do. I spent the best 4 years of my life at a Christian institution studying liberal arts, learning and digging into everything, coming to an even higher education from liberal arts 4 years later, stronger as a Christian. I graduated from the King's College saying with the Apostle Paul, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." In those days, Christian education was real, solid, built upon the fundamentals. There was no watering down of the gospel. Scripture, all of it, was fully respected. Truly, the way, the truth, and the life. There were colleges and universities like Wheaton, Eastern Nazarene, Houghton, Biola, and others, including real Bible schools, which truly defined the term Christian education. There still remain some good Christian institutions of higher education, thank God for that, true to the gospel, not intimidated by this rabid and angry secular society. But perhaps the best today of all of them may well be Liberty University, Liberty, Lynchburg, Virginia. The college, now university, was started in the mid-1900s. The founder of Liberty was a man of God, dedicated to Jesus Christ, with the dual purpose of serving God and country. In fact, Reverend Falwell was the founder of the Moral Majority, remember that? Which became the most potent and influential evangelical political force in America. That good organization did great service to our country, its founding fathers, and the Constitution, and the independence and freedoms which were ours as far back as 1776. Falwell Sr. was both a strong Christian and patriot. The university he started those many years ago reflected those values and those commitments. And today, thank God, it still does. Liberty University honors the Constitution, and in particular the First Amendment. It is a champion of freedom of religion and speech and assembly and petition and, of course, media and the press. Those beliefs and commitments, and of course much more, permeate the liberal arts university educational programs and the majors the university offers. In fact, any number of majors are available, as plentiful and qualitative as any university in America. The professors excel. Culture exists everywhere on campus, and the university competes at the highest level not only in academics, but sports as well. In fact, founder Falwell Sr. wanted Liberty University to be known as the Evangelical Notre Dame. I like that one, don't you? Athletic programs are built on competition and winning, especially in football and basketball, just like Notre Dame. And now, this once very small Christian college in Lynchburg, Virginia, has become renowned the country over, even to some extent parts of the world itself, for excellence. Excellence in everything, and above all, unswerving commitment to Christianity and Christian education. The university also has excellent postgraduate schools of learning. That includes especially the law school. Liberty University produces some of the finest law school graduates in our country, who turn every day into the best of lawyers. It also has an excellent medical school, producing doctors with real strong Christian values. In fact, everything the university does, postgraduate, is done with the highest possible standards and intellectual demand. Jerry Falwell Sr., now deceased, would be extremely proud of those who carried on the mission, including and especially his son, Jerry Falwell Jr. Good man he is. You would truly think that America would be proud of this supreme educational success story, but by no means all of it is. The liberal, radical, socialistic members of our society and our Congress are not. Anywhere this rabid, angry, and daily growing pathetic aspect of our Congress finds Christian excellence, they find a way to attack it. Liberty University was the target of Congressional Representative Andy Levin, Democrat from Michigan, and Jamie Raskin, Democrat from Maryland, perhaps hoping to make name for themselves like the so-called Squad, the attack dogs of the Democratic Party, coming after Liberty University, no matter the protections of the First Amendment. Levin and Raskin sent a letter to Secretary of Education Betsy DeVos, accusing Liberty University of censorship of free speech and thought and expression. These so-called lawmakers also accused Secretary DeVos, herself a Christian, of turning a blind eye to university campuses that violate the so-called Executive Order 13864, which threatens to withhold federal funding on college and university campuses that censor free speech. As such, Levin and Raskin accused Liberty University of violating the First Amendment and Title IX without alleging real facts to back up their scurrilous charges. What a bunch of crazy lawmakers those two are. President Jerry Falwell Jr. responded by saying that these two congresspersons made false statements and drew erroneous conclusions. Boy, did they ever. That is especially so when these Democrats accused Liberty of extreme restrictions on student free speech and association rights. Again, allegations without any real facts. The implication, said Levin and Raskin, was that the administration of Liberty was doing so on the basis of their conservative, Republican politics, without really knowing what they were talking about. These two now new Democrat attack dogs stated that reportedly Liberty University bans LGBTQ relationships and places content restrictions on media that students can view. Again, no real facts, but in this era of post-truth, facts do not matter, especially to Democrats. The end result, the radical change in America, is the only thing that really matters. When, however, Levin and Raskin did dare to allege a so-called fact, they accused President Jerry Falwell Jr. of censoring the student-run newspaper, the Liberty Champion. But, of course, the facts were different, for it was not a student-created newspaper at all, but one established by the university itself, which owns, publishes, and pays the staff. Therefore, the university, a complete owner of the newspaper, was exercising its ownership rights to the newspaper content and editorials, even as any privately owned newspaper would. President Falwell Jr. then pointed out that, as a private university, Liberty cannot violate the First Amendment of its students with respect to free speech guaranteed by the Constitution. That is clearly a limitation on the government's power to regulate, private speech and association, because the prohibition of that amendment applies only to Congress. And as the First Amendment clearly states, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech. There is no constitutional prohibition to free speech in the private sector, none at all. In fact, it is encouraged, all of it. But that matters not to Levin and Raskin, when for them the end justifies the means. No harm to Liberty University at any cost in any way. President Falwell then went on to acknowledge behavioral limitations placed on students by the university. Its code of conduct prohibits, for example, the viewing of pornography, praise the Lord, and it states clearly and emphatically that it believes that sex outside of biblical marriage is wrong. In short, a student attending Liberty University should subscribe to a higher code of conduct based on Christian values, the essential and fundamental purpose of the university. That, all of that, said Falwell clearly and without apology, is fully consistent with a proper role of a Christian institution of higher education in the United States and are what both its students and their parents expect. It sure is. President Falwell went on exposing the lies and lack of facts of Levin and Raskin, said he. To the extent Liberty University's code of conduct furthers its founding religious tenets, Congress wisely included a religious exemption in Title IX to protect the university's right to do so. Not only does the First Amendment not apply, or if it does, offers protection for such free speech, but also Congress recognized these inalienable rights and included them in the form of a religious exemption in Title IX. But no matter the facts, in this era of anything goes, you know, post-truth, and where there is no absolute truth, especially for these Democrats, political attackers like Levin and Raskin can virtually say anything they want. And, of course, with the protection of the media, among others, held unaccountable for their words. As such, Falwell said of Levin and Raskin, "It is indeed a shame that two federal legislators can be so out of touch, are they ever, with the basic civics concerning the laws about which they wrote to Secretary DeVos." Conservative political commentator Todd Starnes said, "That's a polite way of saying the congressmen are uninformed pinheads." I love that one. Uninformed pinheads. Indeed they are. So now, these post-truth Democrats have their squad, consisting of four angry women, joined now by two male attack dogs, labeled most properly as uninformed pinheads. The squad and the pinheads. What a tragedy for this once great Democratic Party. And, of course, the vicious Rachel Maddow, she joined in. Can any thinking person really watch or listen to her? She of MSNBC stated that Liberty University was, quote, "not a real university," end quote. What in the world does that mean? I would reply that Maddow is not a real commentator or political thinker. For the reality, Levin and Raskin, pinheads, and Maddow, perhaps a bigger pinhead, and of course the squad, Liberty University, is a highly respected and academically rigorous institution. More so in so many ways than some of the highest and best-known educational institutions in our country. This university, great in every way, promotes free speech and free expression, all the while respecting and requiring compliance to their code of conduct, which of course is Christian-based. Heavily promoting free speech and free expression. It does. The university continues to invite the broadest range of speakers to address students, including Bernie Sanders and President Trump and others with diverse cultural and political points of view. Good for you, President Falwell. So many Christians, whether in education or otherwise, crumble under attack, ready to compromise in response, becoming apologetic regarding strong Christian values, acting as though they were ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. But not Falwell. Not Liberty. The man has strong Christian commitment, God bless him, and backbone. There was at one time a subversive movement on the Liberty Board of Directors to oust Falwell and take over the university and turn it from its original purposes and liberalize it as much as possible. Falwell saw to the ousting of these heretics, good for him, and the Board of Directors became ever more solid in its Christian commitment. Now, and once again, Liberty University proudly proclaims itself as a real Christian university, one with uncompromising dedication to liberal arts excellence, and intellectually rigorous and demanding, and putting its students on notice that to come to Liberty is to commit first and foremost to Christian education and to Jesus Christ. Thank you, Dr. Jerry Falwell, for that commitment, for that uncompromising stand, for knowing that the reason why Liberty University has become what it is that your unswerving allegiance and those of your board of directors is to Jesus Christ. And may you and your great university never lose that. Not ever. Please. The students, once fully educated by Liberty, follow the command of the Lord. Go ye into all the world And go they do into all the world, not only preaching the gospel, but building successful careers, making the world a better place, becoming influential and successful in virtually every walk of life. Proud Americans and proud Christians. Thousands upon thousands of Liberty graduates are among the very best in our society. Virtually all acknowledge that they are where they are and what they are because of what they got at Liberty University, Lynchburg, Virginia. Great place to send your son and daughter, don't you think? Thank you for that, Dr. Jerry Falwell, Jr., and may God bless you as you continue this great work for America and for him.